Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is your host, Sade Dennis, here on Sade Speaks on the PWE Radio Network. Guys, we're going to spring into your best. Okay, now we're officially in April, and I would say, I guess we're officially in spring. Well, we are, even though it doesn't feel like it. But we're going to spring into action. We're going to spring into your best. Now, today, this is what I call my brain dump, okay? And we're just going to get a few things together so we can be our absolute best. Now, remember, this... Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is your host, Sade Dennis, here on Sade Speaks. And can I just say that, you know, I want to just thank you again for joining me here every single Thursday or whenever you can if you're listening to this on an archived message. We're going to spring into our very best. Now, this is the beginning of April, and I just want to share with you, I just want to give you a piece of my mind, right? Now, this is a good thing. I'm going to give you a piece of my mind today about stepping up and springing into your best. Now, these points or principles are in no particular order, okay? So as you jot them down, feel free to reorganize them in a way that works best for you. Again, this is Sade Speaks here on the PWE Radio Network. For more information about the group, our amazing, wonderful entrepreneur women's group, visit our page at facebook.com/professional women entrepreneurs. Now, like I said, I'm going to give you guys a piece of my mind. The first thing I want to share with you all today is that you have to get real. Have you all heard that, you know, you can't change what you don't acknowledge? This is very true, and I cannot say enough about that. I don't care whether if it's you want to make more money, if you want to lose some weight, if you want to start or reinvigorate your business, you have got to get real. You know, my husband would call it doing an audit, okay? I like to say, you know, you got to get real. You got to acknowledge that you need, or that you want to get, you know, improvements in a particular area in your life. So this way you can actually begin to embark on changing those things. And I think I mentioned this to you guys before, and I believe it was Maya Angelou that said that if it's something you don't like, change it, okay? So if it's making more money, there's numerous of ways you can do that. You can get a part-time job, you can kind of establish a side hustle, but really, really start to make some serious changes in those areas. If it's losing weight, I mean, get active, take walks, do whatever you need to do to make real change in that area. For instance, I have a friend, and she's been talking about starting a new business. And she feels a little frustrated because she doesn't have all the finances in place. Now, speaking of finances, we're going to get to that on another show with an amazing crowdfunding expert, but I digress. Listen, there are things you can do like research. You can take notes. You can really sit down and think about the type of business that you want to start. You know, all those types of things like that are just as important as the actual business. I mean, many times people start businesses and they don't really have a clear-cut path. They don't really know exactly what they want to do. And they start businesses and they spend a lot of money and they're not sure. I've seen it a number of times. People who just want to have a business because they say they want a business, right? But whether you have the finances in place or not, you can do your research. You can begin to just chart out. And one of the things that I always take my clients on is I have them write down a chart, like a flow chart with boxes. I mean, very simple. I'm not even talking about something on the computer, although that's important. But literally, just to jot it down and write out each box that you want to perhaps focus on. And then you have others flow from that. You know, that's very, very important. It's what I help clients with even when they're starting their business plan. So trust me, even those little things like that, you may think of something, but it's very, very big. So get real. Realize you want to do something and make, you know, make reasonable, concerted effort into starting them, okay? Because again, you cannot change what you don't acknowledge. Write it down. It's in Habakkuk, I believe, about writing the vision and making it plain. And so we have to write it down. We have to get serious. We have to really acknowledge. We have to have it there so we can be reminded that we want to make that change. The next thing, I want you to envision yourself in doing whatever it is that you want to do. And taking those same examples about whether it's losing weight or making more money, starting a business, getting more organized, you know, finding a mate, whatever it is, envision yourself doing that. I mean, there's a lot to be said about vision boards. And really, in fact, vision boards are really nothing new. But we've taken so many great strides. There's digital boards, there's actual poster boards, and there's, I mean, numerous experts that can help you with creating a vision board, for instance. I remember years ago, I said, you know what, I would sure love to work with Oprah in some kind of way, work with her in some type of way. And I wrote myself a check. I forgot who mentioned that, but I was reading an article, and so the person mentioned that they wrote themselves a check, and they kind of, it's a mock check, and they wrote it out to themselves, and it was from a particular, I guess, company or person that they really wanted to work with. So I did just that. Got on the computer, made me a little fake check, and I wrote it out that it was from Oprah. And quite honestly, the amount, I mean, it was something like maybe a few hundred thousand dollars. But needless to say, a few months later, I did have the opportunity to work with O Magazine. Now, was it for the amount of money that I wrote out in my check, in my vision check? No, it wasn't. But for me, it was a manifestation that came into fruition of the fact that I had actually wrote down that I wanted to not only work with or be affiliated or somehow work with Oprah in some kind of way. And I did. I had an opportunity to style a client for the O at Home magazine as well as the O magazine. And then later, the O magazine contacted me to see if they could reprint a photograph for that same client in an upcoming issue. So that is actually was like four issues of O at Home and then O magazine that I have professional credits in. And of course, you know, with the magazine, there's the digital as well. So that was just truly, it showed me the power of envisioning and the power of just really putting things into action. Okay. Now, a lot of people think it's hokey pokey and all of that, but I mean, I had to create the muscle memory, like, and make it real for myself that I am going to be working or be affiliated with this really great businesswoman, Oprah Winfrey, and it did come into fruition. Now, I haven't stopped you guys. I need to keep on doing that because guess what? It does not stop there. I'd like to do more with not only Oprah, but I mean, a variety of other really powerful businesswomen who are changing the world, who are changing the lives of people every single day. The third thing. Now, remember, this is in no particular order, okay? Because I'm just giving you all a piece of my mind, right? So no particular order. So you rearrange as you feel the need to. But the next thing I want to say is to get help. Whether it's getting help, assistance, or delegating, get help. We cannot do it by ourselves. So if you want to spring into your best, spring into action, get help. I recently started going back to the gym, and when I got there, this just a really amazing sister in Christ that I know from church and just kind of throughout the fashion world and what have you, just kind of behind the scenes, and she's a fashion show producer and an event producer, and so she works out there as well, and we got to talking, and you know, now we're kind of like fitness buddies. You know, we're fitness accountability buddies. And she'll text me, hey, Sade, I haven't seen you for a while. How's everything going? And sometimes she'll say, Sade, listen, you need to text me and let me know that you've been to the gym. And if I don't see her for a while, just text her, hey, how's it going? You know, I haven't seen you in a while. And that's an amazing, amazing encouragement for me. I even enlist my kids to help. Recently, our oldest daughter had a birthday party, and we have it at a training center that has like mixed use space. And so the kids that we got in there, I mean, and their ages, they're 7, 5, and 4 years old. But trust me, they sprung into action. I mean, they helped put the chairs down. They were helping with putting the tablecloths out and just really stepped into action. Now, my usual self would be like, no, kids, just sit down, you know, get out of the way and let me do it. But I cannot tell you the amount of times that I have done events like that. I cannot tell you the amount of times that I have prepared big Thanksgiving events like that. And when people say, well, do you need help? Oh, no, I got this. But in reality, on the inside, I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, I do need help. But it was my desire for perfection, which how many of y'all know does not exist. It was my need to control, you know, and how the outcome would be. And guess what? Quite frankly, you know, I may not have been doing my best job because I wouldn't finish. You know, people be knocking at the door, ringing the doorbell, and I'm in there with my sweatpants on and my sweatshirt on, and I'm running upstairs getting dressed while my guests are there. So I have learned to take advantage of all kinds of help, even as from a four-year-old who likes to hug me most of the time. Either he's hugging me or he's running behind me and he's having a ball. But let me tell you something, I enlisted him too. And really just all the kids, we had a great time setting up the venue, and I mean, it was definitely a success. So just in those little things, you know, I've even enlisted my dad. My dad is a techie, okay? We love talking about video cameras and, you know, extended batteries and all types of, you know, Apple computers and iPhones and whatnot. And so my father, I'll say, hey, Daddy, can you help me research, you know, this extended battery? Or can you help me research, you know, this megapixel type camera or what have you? And he loves doing it. You know, it really helps our relationship. We love talking about that and amongst other things, of course. But I enlist his help to help me research. I enlist his help to find, you know, some of the newest gadgets. We love cameras. And so, I mean, it really does help me, you know, tremendously. My spouse, oh my goodness. Whether it's a spouse or your significant other, my husband, you know, he'll go over my speeches with me. And sometimes he'll even actually, you know, give the speech. There was a time I was preparing for an event, and I asked him to help me review one of my talks. And we laugh about it to this day. Not only did he help me review it, he tells me, oh, you know, have a seat. Let me just go ahead and see how this reads out. And this man decides he's going to do my speech. Anyway, but I digress. But needless to say, he is an amazing help when it comes for me to, you know, do my talks and what have you. And I do that, you know, the same thing for him as well. If he's out ministering or just kind of giving a group talk, you know, I'll just kind of spot his notes and make sure that, you know, everything's tight and right, okay? So these are just some of the ways that we can spring into our best for this spring and beyond. The next thing, and I really cannot say enough about this, prepare early. For no reason at all, and take advantage of free time. Now, you might say, I don't have any free time. To that, I'll say, do you use the bathroom? Yeah, we all do, I hope. That is 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, or longer, depending on how you're flowing, okay? Literally and figuratively, right? Did she just say that? I sure did. It can be longer, right? And that's okay, because guess what? We're going to take advantage of it. You can write notes, you can surf the net on your smartphone if you have that, and you can take advantage of free time. I know that I have come up with all types of really successful business ideas. Can I say in the little girl's room? I have. So that's just one way I can prepare early for things. Another way, I've been able to polish my nails. I've been able to really, you know, whether it's pin curling my hair, you do it early for no reason at all. And guess what? The advantage is you'll look cute and you'll be prepared. You'll be prepared. But I always say that you just never know when you're going to have to step into action. And you don't want to have to run around doing things at the last minute. So, you know, prepare early for no reason at all. You don't have to have an event. You don't have to have a speaking engagement. You don't have to have a photo shoot to really look and feel your best. And whether or not, you know, you work with a big budget or not, there's some things you can do yourself, right? A lot you can do yourself. You can get organized. Like I said, you can polish your nails. You can do your hair. And you can just feel fresh and cute, right? You'll feel better, okay? For no reason at all. Now, next week, we're going to continue our conversation about how to step and spring into action and be your best for this spring and beyond. I am your host, Shade Dennis, and thank you all for listening. For more information on me, visit my page at facebook.com/ShadeDennis.com. And until next time, be fabulous, be fierce, and be extraordinary in every way.